Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, having its origins back in the 1500s when Our Lady won the victory at Lepanto. Today, most likely, for those who are living in Italy, they probably don't associate this feast with Our Lady of Victory, or with the Lepanto victory, but they probably think more quickly on the sanctuary, the shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary at Pompeii. I'm sure there are big festivities going on there, and they probably think of the conversion of Blessed Bartolo Longo from satanic priest to beatified member of the church. But what comes to my mind immediately with this feast, Our Lady of the Rosary, is Our Lady of Fatima. Partly because this month of October, we're approaching the anniversary of the miracle of the sun at Fatima, which occurred on October 13th, 1917, but also because that's the title that, one of the titles that Our Lady used for herself during the apparitions at Fatima. I am the Lady of the Rosary. And she asked the three little shepherds to pray the rosary every day. And she asked them to pray the rosary every day, every month that she appeared. You see how important praying the rosary is? Now, why did Our Lady at Fatima ask the children to pray the rosary? To put an end to the war. So here we have three little children praying the rosary. And the power of their prayers is capable of putting an end to a war, a world war, changing history. That is the power of the rosary. This is the reason why Our Lady asks us to pray it every day. If the rosary prayed by three little children can put an end to a world war, can it not put an end to the wars in our homes, in our families, the little wars taking place at the workplace, etc.? As Sister Lucia of Fatima said, there is not a problem that the rosary cannot resolve. We can resolve everything with the rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.